These items are right now no longer for sale. Phones down. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 11 o'clock.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy expanding at a surprising 3% rate in the second quarter. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The U.S. produced 3% more in goods and services in the second quarter, reversing a 0.5% decline in the first. Exports fell 1.8%, but imports plunged more than 30% as President Trump's tariffs began to take effect. Trump responded to the rise in GDP with a new demand that the Federal Reserve drop interest rates. The Board of Governors will issue its decision later today. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Trump says he'll impose a 25% tariff on goods from India, plus an additional import tax because of India's purchase of oil from Russia, which the administration says is being used to fund the war in Ukraine. One of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded has hit off the Russia's sparsely populated Far East coast. It sent tsunami waves into Japan, Hawaii, and the U.S. West Coast. Most of those warnings have now been downgraded. This is ABC News. New York City coming together to mourn the victims of Monday's mass shooting at an office building on Park Avenue in Manhattan. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Overnight, a vigil in memory of NYPD officer Didarul Islam and three others who were shot and killed where they work in Midtown Manhattan by a gunman who may have been targeting one of the building's tenants, the NFL. Officers in formation as Islam's body left the medical examiner's office. He's survived by two sons and his pregnant wife. The city is also mourning security officer Alain Etienne, Blackstone executive Wesley LePatner, and real estate employee Julia Hyman.
Police also saying they found two notes on the gunman after the shooting, one of them an apology to his parents. Thousands of people lining the streets of Birmingham, England, some of them breaking out into Crazy Train as the hearse carrying Ozzy Osbourne's casket makes its way to a private funeral in Osbourne's hometown. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 74, a few showers and thunderstorms along the way, a low of 56 tonight, showers tapering off with partial clearing, and Thursday mostly sunny, breezy with low humidity and a high of 77 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, we have picked up a total of 36 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, and we're at 70 degrees. Welcome to the next hour of the auction. These items up for bid until 11:30 today, with all of the proceeds going to our local cancer walk coming up on the 8th of August and a Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Thanks you very much for your bids, your contending bids. Here we go from Diane Nautigal. We have another cheesecake, raspberry 10-inch cheesecake. Yes, they can be frozen. And yes, today is National Cheesecake Day. So how fitting. Buy that and be really cool today. Absolutely. From Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, a Bucks playoff towel, including two wristbands, cheese antlers, what? Sunglasses, a basketball bank, a camo stocking hat, a junior NBA t-shirt, an undivided hoodie, and some other swag from the Bucks. I mean, if you went to the Bucks stand, you know, to buy that, their store, that would really cost you some bucks. But here, all the money goes to Grace. So there you go. Start bidding on that. That sounds like a fun item. From Troxel Farms, we have another set of tickets for the Elusive Escape Rooms. This is for four tickets. Wisconsin Dells Escape Rooms. Select from any of the seven different fully immersive themed rooms. According to TripAdvisor, this is the number one escape room in the state of Wisconsin. Four tickets, a value of $128. And again, they're on sale now until 11:30 to help Grace. From Oakwood Fruit Farm, there we go. A gift certificate for three dozen donuts. They're getting ready for the soft opening starting tomorrow through Saturday. And you can check out, you can be the first to enjoy some of those bakery items. The bakery will be open, but you can be the first in your block to have some donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Also on sale today, thanks to Jess and the gang at Pizza Ranch, we have a certificate for one buffet a month for a year at Reedsburg's Pizza Ranch. They do so much for not only their immediate Reedsburg area, but for all of Southwest Wisconsin. And we appreciate them very much. I've not had a chance to get to their new location, but it's right across from Nishan Park. It's out there on the main drag, right across from that park and from the new Woodman Complex and all of that. And I'm guessing it's bigger and better than ever from what I've heard. They have a fun zone, and so you can check that out every month for a year with a buffet from Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg. All of those need some opening bids. 608-647-2111. If you need a bidder number, something catches your ear, make sure you call us and get that as well. The all-morning items continue to be for sale from Walsh's Ace Hardware. The 7-piece patio dining set, that is right now at $500. That is well below value, but it's a great bargain. That's what auctions are all about. Sometimes you get a good buy. $500 right now is the standing bid. And the Brewer tickets at $200 for the August 10th game against the Mets. Again, these are some beautiful seats. You'll be taking selfies saying, hey, look at where we're at, watching the Brewers and seeing the action right up and close and personal from those four club-level seats, courtesy of WRCO. So thanks for your bids, and get it started here for these items from 11 until 11:30 during the annual Walk with Grace radio auction. Let's take you to the game.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer fat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna play. We wouldn't have it any other way. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Called up, oh, what's his name? And one more building rises tall. And suddenly we're all grown up, and this old town's not quite so small. But I'll always miss the middle-sized town in the middle of the Middle West. With no-name pitchers, local bands, and mustard and relish, and all the rest. We like our beer fat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennies much. We just like to see the
There it goes, the cheap seats, Alabama on WRCO Radio. Our seats for the Brewers are not cheap seats, that's for sure. They're looking good. $200 bid for the four Brewer tickets to the Mets game on August 10th. That's still the case. $500 on the patio set from Walsh's Ace. Let's get you updated on the 11 to 11:30 items. $60 bid for Dionautical's cheesecake on National Cheesecake Day. The Bucks swag at $25. So that's a great thing, you know? And again, if you went to the Bucks store, $25, let's see, would that get you... It wouldn't get you a hat, I don't think. I don't know. What would it get? Maybe a pencil? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so you can get it here, and all the money goes to Grace. The escape room's at $75 right now. Thank you very much. $60 for 3 dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Yeah, I'd pay that. And the Pizza Ranch, one buffet a month for a year, is at $70. And now let's recap last half-hour items with WRCO's Bo Hendricks.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. So as we take a look back at our last segment, we'll start things off with that jumping bass. You know, first off, when I think about that, does your mind also go to that fish back in the day that would turn its head, you know, and it's like, give me back that filet of fish?
Billy Bass.
Billy Bass.
It also went to the Saturday Night Live skit. That's good. That's good bass.
Well, $75.
Yeah.
That's good money.
That's good bass.
For a bidder, 235. We have a bid of $140 for the pie from the last one, the Team Crusaders. That went for $140 to bidder 750. The cutting board, $70 to bidder 230. We have the Richland Family Restaurant. That one went for $30 to bidder 280. And the metal art sold for $200 to bidder 580. So that was our last segment. Right now we're sitting, again, like you mentioned, $500 on the patio, $200 on the Brewer Club level tickets. That should definitely rise. Mm-hmm. When you think club level, that's value.
These are good. And the Brewers, I'm telling you, folks, tickets are going to be harder and harder to come by. So we need bids on those to help out Grace, this year's Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. We had some businesses step up and want to do some matches and challenges. And so at this point, our items for the total half hour, they've been adding up to around $500 for the half hour, like all the five items total. So right now, if we can get to that 500 mark, Wilkinson Auction Service and Titleworks LLC both said that they would kick in $250 a piece to help this year's auction. So if we can get to that $500 level this half hour, we would have that match of $500, courtesy of Wilkinson Auction and Titleworks LLC, each kicking in $250. So the challenge is up. Let's see if we can get these items up there and raise that up to at least $500 this half hour.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your spot for great music and even better vibes.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Get ready for Youth Archery Day this Saturday with the Scenic Hills Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation and the Richland Center Archery Club. Registration is from 9:30 until 10 with archery gun shooting, blood trailing, axe throwing, shed horn finding, and fish catching from 10 until 2. Lunch is at noon and equipment is available for kids who need it. And don't miss the Hunting Heritage Guns and Bingo Night Friday, August 15th. For more information, call Jim Birch at 475-4963 or visit richlandcenterarchery.com. If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a Truck and Tractor Pull near you.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodluck Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Welcome back to the Walk with Grace radio auction. We have an update on, 75, that's last hour's items. You can buy them again, I guess. $65 on the cheesecake from Diane Nautical, $25 on the Buck Swag from Pratt Funeral and Cremation, $75 on the Escape Rooms, the Oakwood Fruit Farm 3 Dozen Donuts at $75, and the Pizza Ranch 1 buffet a month for a year at $70. That's a good bargain. Walk with Grace President Eileen Stevens, things are going well. Here on day three, aren't they?
They are, and now we have that incredible match to go with this half hour. So, like you mentioned, if we get up to a $500 half hour segment here, we're going to double our money. So, we want to get those calls coming in, and we've got great calls coming in, even well outside our service area. We just had a gentleman from McFarland call in for one of the certificates. So
wonderful!
It's amazing.
Thanks for joining us online, WRCO.com or the Civic Media app. A question too. You know, people have kind of wondered, okay, how do we pay, you know, when will we pick it up? How do we find that information out?
Right. Friday I will be, in the Grace office Friday after the auction. I'll go in again for a couple hours. I do have an appointment in the afternoon. Monday I plan to be in the Grace office all day long. So okay. If people would like to make, they can call the Grace line anytime and we can set up a time if it's outside of those. We would like to get everything picked up by Monday, if possible, but we will work with people to get that done.
What's the Grace number, the best way to contact you? Joanne has it, I think, right?
Right. You put me on the spot, and I can't remember
sorry.
It. I think 608-604-8255, or I just gave you Simon's number, I'm not sure.
Well, maybe they know. You can call Simons.
You can call Simons. I might answer the phone.
You don't
there
have it
too.
Written on your hand or anything. Okay. Oh, it's a real rewarding day, though, again, isn't it?
It is. I just love talking with the people when they call in, and, you know, they're excited about the bids. They're like, what's this bid at? You know, and they're, you know, upping those bids. And to have the community excited, the service area, people come calling in from all over, it's just wonderful.
I love the theme.
Yes,
get
I
up,
do too.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so those, you know, tickets, hopefully they go, I know they're going to go good because that's a nice package.
Maybe we need another Bob Uecker inspiration here.
The pitch. Ryan Braun sends it to left center and deep. Get up! Get out of here! Gone! For Ryan Braun, he just hit a walk-off out of here. And the Brewers have come from behind to beat the Cardinals back-to-back home runs with two outs in the ninth inning.
Bob Uecker with a call on the Brewer Radio Network on WRCO. Great memories. The Brewer tickets have jumped to $300. Thank you very much. $300 for the 4 club-level seats to the Brewer game Sunday, August 10th. And a $500 bid still holding steady for the Walsh's Ace Hardware donated dining set, the outdoor patio set. It's good stuff. 65 on Diane Nautical's Cheesecake, 50 on the Bucks Swag, thank you, 75 on the Elusive Escape Rooms, 75 on the Three Dozen Donuts from Oakwood, and 120 now the bid for the Pizza Ranch Buffet. That's one buffet a month for a year. Thank you for supporting Walk with Grace all these years.
We all want to be happy and live a life filled with joy, to have loved ones around us, sweet dreams for every girl and boy. But sometimes fate comes calling, you hear the word cancer in the wings, then you worry about your future and a million other things. So when the bad news is cancer, the good news is grace. Compassion, love, and caring, it's where you'll find a friendly face. Together we'll find answers, together we'll see it through. Let's put cancer on notice, because that's what we do. Now we all know how grace makes a difference in a survivor's day-to-day, and caregivers have a saying, where there's a will, we'll find a way. All grace teams are gathered to help a neighbor in need, to fund research for a cure. They'll pray that they succeed. With the auctions and the yard sales, all grace teams are gathered round, supporting one another like soldiers on a battleground. We've got the polar plunge and bake sales, brats and sauerkraut to go. We've got grace guitars under sun and stars, and our friends at WRCO. Oh. So to all our friends and neighbors, we thank you one by one. 2 million bucks and counting, and we've only just begun. If there's a lesson to this learning, I'd say grace will see us through. Folks round here will hold her dear, ever faithful, tried and true. When the bad news is cancer, the good news is grace. Compassion, love, and caring, it's where you'll find a friendly face. Together we'll find answers, together we'll see it through. Let's put cancer on notice, because that's what we do. Oh, we all want to be happy and live a life filled with joy, to have loved ones around us, sweet dreams for every girl and boy. But sometimes fate comes calling, you hear the word cancer in the wings, and you worry about your future and a million other things. So when the bad news is cancer, the good news is grace. Compassion, love, and caring, it's where you'll find a friendly face. Together we'll find answers, together we'll see it through. Let's put cancer on notice, because that's what we do.
Our good friend Jim Wong Tin Donk, when the bad news is cancer, the good news is grace. Coming in back in 2014. Thank you, Jim, for that song. And Mr. Chris Simonson is here as well. We've had some tickets, questions about the tickets, the Brewer tickets. You were at a Brewer game earlier this year and sat in that same spot. Can you tell us a little bit more about the tickets?
They're great seats. They're on the third base side. You're up high enough so that you can see the whole field really well. You're just a little beyond third base, closer to third base than the foul pole. And about the only thing you can't see is if there's a ball that's hit deep into the left field corner, you know, like maybe 10 feet off the line, then you lose sight because of the, you know, the bleacher seats down there, or the seats that are that are in foul territory, but the seats are great. The seats are great. Civic owns basically a row in that section, and the seats are fantastic.
And this is important for, you know, people that are our age or more. The bathrooms, you're like one step from the bathroom, basically.
The bathrooms are right there,
you
Phil.
Got like private ones for that club area.
yes, they are. Which for, you know, people of our age and our bladder conditions, yeah, it's great. It's great to have those there, especially if you're sucking down a lot of beverages.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And the beverages are right there too. I mean,
beverages are right. Yep, everything is nice and close. Yeah, it's fantastic seats.
Yep,
they really are.
Hopefully, people will look at that and maybe consider bidding more than $300.
Yes, absolutely. It's worth it. Miller Park is a great experience anyway. Sorry, American Family Field.
I was going to say.
Yep.
Correct you.
It's a great facility, nice broad walking areas. It's a beautiful park, and Milwaukee's playing great baseball right now, so certainly would be worth it. Certainly would be worth it.
He said, I applaud you, Chris, because I know you're a Cubs fan, and you said that. You stepped right up and said that like a man. So.
I am a baseball fan first.
Oh, okay.
Always. Baseball first. I like the Cubs, and I like the Brewers when they're not playing the Cubs. So I've had a couple of issues the last couple of nights. But, hey, Milwaukee is playing really fine baseball. They're fun to watch offensively. Their pitching is outstanding right now. You've seen their defense. Their defense is very stout. So, picking up Vaughn the way they did, wow. I mean.
Yeah, that looks like a genius move.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Brewers and Cubs. And don't forget, they play today. That's 12:35 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Thanks for coming by, Chris.
Absolutely.
You bet. Chris Simonson in the studio with us as well today. $300 on the Brewer tickets, $500 on the patio set. Those items still on sale until noon. But we're going to focus on, for the last 3 minutes, these items on sale until 11:30. We want to get that total up to $500 because we've got a match from Wilkinson Auction Service and Titleworks LLC. They're both kicking in $250 if we can get that to $500 for these items that are on sale for a half hour. $65 on the cheesecake on National Cheesecake Day. Let's see if we can maybe do a little bit better there. $50 on the Bucks swag. That's always fun stuff, including a towel, Bucks playoff towel, two wristbands, cheese antlers. Oh, wouldn't look good with those on. Sunglasses, basketball bank, camo stocking hat, a junior NBA t-shirt, the undivided hoodie, all a part of the package donated by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. The elusive escape rooms donated to our auction by Troxel Farms, right now at $75. And again, that's a value of $128, so that is a little below the retail price. Oakwood Fruit Farm donuts up to $75. Oh, that's good. Every morsel of those are just wonderful. And the Pizza Ranch Buffet, a certificate for one buffet a month for a year, is at $140. So if you're interested in any of those items, you might want to start getting into that rotary dial telephone because you only have less than a minute and a half now to get going and bid those up there. And again, helping us out with the match, we can throw that in there to help out the cause today for day number 3 of the Walk with Grace radio auction. $85 for the cheesecake. $50 for the Bucks swag, $75 for the escape rooms, $75 for the donuts, and $140 for the Pizza Ranch buffet a month for a year. That's good stuff. Pizza Ranch located in Reedsburg with their brand new store location. Jess and the gang. I've had Jess Cook on the air with me now for, my goodness, it must be about 20 years. It started with Jim, and then Jess kind of took it over, and she's been on with us for a long time, and there's no one more fun to talk to than Jess. You can talk to her and the gang at Pizza Ranch, and we thank them so much for their donation, helping us over here in the Richland Center area and the Grace Service area. So let's get it down to the final 30 seconds. Here we go. $85 on the cheesecake, 55 on the Buck Swag, 75 on the Escape Rooms, 75 on the Oakwood Fruit Farm Donuts, 140 on the buffet a month for a year. Thank you, Diane Nautigal, for your generous donations. Cheesecake at 85, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service donating the Buck stuff at 55, Troxel Farms Elusive Escape Rooms at 75, Oakwood Fruit Farm Donuts at 75, 140 for the Pizza Ranch. Calls coming in right now under the wire, but it is time for us to say... Phones down. Finish up on the calls that we have. We're going to put some final wraps and final numbers on there, see if we can meet the match. And we'll be back to introduce you to some new items to cap off day number 3 of the Walk with Grace radio auction in just a moment. A news update at 11:30 is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home, a licensed assisted living residence.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Republicans have unveiled a new congressional map that creates 5 additional GOP-leaning districts, bolstering their chances of keeping control as they brace for challenging midterms. A positive GDP report out this morning. The U.S. produced 3% more goods and services in the second quarter, reversing the 0.5% decline in the first 3 months of the year. President Trump also announcing 25% tariffs on India.
The president also recently announcing the framework for a deal with the European Union and saying that he signed a trade agreement with Japan last week, but still consumers bracing for potential price hikes. The president's tariff policies are projected to cost the average U.S. household $2,400 a year, according to one estimate.
ABC's Jay O'Brien in Washington. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up its 2-day meeting this afternoon and is not expected to raise or lower interest rates. Tsunami warnings downgraded as the threat diminishes following a strong earthquake off the coast of Russia. This is ABC News.
Do you see isolation in the eyes of your aging parents? Isolation could lead to depression and anxiety, while companionship brings peace of mind and well-being. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. When your elderly parent gets up in the middle of the night, she'll have a friend to talk with at Harvest Guest Home. Our caregivers have been with us for a long time, a few since we opened our doors in 1995. They have earned the trust and friendship of our residents, making them ideal companions to the lonesome or anxious elderly. Come, see for yourself how our caregivers make excellent companions. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Brewers raced past the Cubs 9-3 last night, doubling their lead in the division to 2 games. The Cubs scored early, but the Brewers came back with big hits from the likes of Andrew Vaughn and company. Quinn Priester earned his 10th victory on the season.
Trust the sinker. I think that was kind of the name of the game today, is we really trusted that thing. I know we gave up some hits, but, you know, to get the double play to Suzuki and, you know, just really, really trust that that pitch was going to carry us through, and it did, and then made big pitches in big moments. I mean, I think the sinker to McGuire there was a really great pitch, and turned the ball over, and Ashby got the job done. And
Freddie Peralta starts this afternoon as the Brewers go for the sweep of the series. Redshirt sophomore Tyler Jancy is being moved from defense to offense. He has been mostly a special teams player. 24/7 Sports reports he'd been working at linebacker for the Wisconsin Badger football team and before deciding to switch to fullback. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss? Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Afternoon weather, 74 for a high with a few thunderstorms. It could mix in. Showers taper off tonight and a low of 56. Right now, 39 one-hundredths, just shy of 4/10 this morning, and we're at 70 degrees. Here are the new items up for sale until 11 o'clock. That is until noon today. The 11:30 until noon segment includes from Taliesin Preservation. Two adult passes to a 2.5-hour guided tour of Taliesin. That is an amazing donation. We've not had that before in our radio auction from Grace, so we appreciate that. David and Leanna Crary have donated a $75 Car Valley Cheese gift card. That's pretty awesome. Car Valley Cheese, lots of folks love that. You can go out and buy $75 worth of curd if you wanted to, right? Nate's Downtown with a $15 gift certificate. That is, right now we've got an opening bid on that at $25, so thank you very much. Pulvey Farms, 20 pounds of ground beef in one-pound packages. That is for sale right now. Their beef, free-range, grass-fed throughout the summer. In the colder months, they are fed a mixture of alfalfa and grasses. Beef considered for harvesting are given a rationed amount of grain to enhance the best marbling. They don't use hormones or scheduled antibiotics as well. So good stuff that'll go a long way. 20 pounds of ground beef in one-pound packages. And from Utter Brothers, a $20 gift card. That's on sale until noon today for WRCO and the annual Walk with Grace radio auction. All morning items are continuing to be on sale until noon today. $500 bid for the Walsh's Ace Hardware 7-piece patio dining set. And from WRCO, the Brewer tickets for Sunday, August 10th versus the Mets. Plus, you get two Brewer shirts, one large and extra large, sunblock, the Young Living brand, and a backpack. And the swag alone is worth $129. So again, that bid right now is at $300. The Brewer tickets and the special package on sale now until noon. So be aware of that. Congratulations to our bidders from last hour. If Bo Hendricks is ready, Bo, would you like to go over the last half hour items? Got a shot over there? Yep, there he
is. Hey, thanks for having me, Phil. All right, we're talking the last section. So we'll start off with the cheesecake. $100 for bidder 445. Thank you to Diane Nautigal, and thank you to that bidder. Also, the box items, $60 for bidder 430. The escape room, good luck to you, but $75 for bidder 395. Bidder 810, that's the winner of the Oakwood certificate, $75. And the Pizza Ranch, bidder 690, bid $150. So that's impressive as well. Obviously, they're all getting their money's worth, and it's all going to Grace. We also had an anonymous anonymous donation of $40. That actually helped us reach the $500 for the Tidal Works and Wilkinson auction match of $500 as well. So, hey, I'm glad we reached it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks, Bo, for the update. And he's busy back there. He's updating some other items. So again, thanks to Wilkinson Auction and Tidal Works for kicking in $250 apiece for our items that were really going well for us. And that helped out, that helped to the cause to get all of our stuff in for Grace for that last half hour. Again, these items are on sale until noon today. We'll give you an update in just a bit. Community calendar for the day is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Reminding you that Muscadet American Legion Post 85 Burgers in the Park will be held today from 3:30 until 8. Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry Truck is in the Boaz Community Building area, the parking lot there, until noon today. Music in the Parks, presented by Friends of Vernon County, Parks and Forest Concert Series, going on tonight with Electric Brew performing at Sidey Hollow County Park. Looking ahead as well, join author Maggie DeWayne and the International Crane Foundation Thursday at 3 to explore the arts and virtual workshop. Participants will be guided through a nature journaling exercise. Go to savingcranes.org to find out more. Team Booney Tunes, looking for businesses or homeowners within Richland Center who would like the Grace guitars displayed at their location for 1 week for a donation of any amount. Please contact Jim, the Grace Guitar Man, at 608-647-4497 for more information. During the month of August, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society will be taking part in Clear the Shelters, an event hosted by NBC to help get shelter pets into loving homes. A Red Cross blood drive will be held Friday from 11:30 until 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. Break bread with community members at a free community meal each Friday at 5:30 at the other door in Viroqua, Vernon County's drop-in center. Performances of community players' Little Shop of Horrors will be held this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights at 7, Sunday at 2 as well. Tickets available at the door or through eventbrite.com. Enjoy a night of euchre coming up Friday night at 7:30 at McMemorial Community Building at McMemorial Park. Those reminders from today's community calendar, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Here's an update on the 11:30 to noon items from Walk with Grace, day 3 of the auction. The Taliesin Preservation 2 adult passes for a 2.5-hour guided tour at $100. There's a $75 Car Valley Cheese gift card. Right now that is at $50. Just a little below value, right? Nate's Downtown, $15 gift certificate is at $25. Pulvey Farms, 20 pounds of ground beef in 1-pound packages, right now at $100. And a bid for the Utter Brothers gift card, that is at $25. Those are the latest, those are the newest, here during the Walk with Grace radio auction. And the all-morning items, which are also now down to the final 20 minutes, 19 minutes, no, by the way, $500 on the dining set, the 7-piece patio dining set, including 2 armchairs, 4 chairs, and 1 dining table. Rust-resistant aluminum frame with all-weather wicker, fade-resistant acrylic fabric as well. That's a $1,200 value. Again, it's at $500. Also, the 4 club-level tickets to the Brewer game against the Mets August 10th, $300. That's 4 tickets. Or you can have 3 and take Henry with you. No, we don't want to scare you away, so no, don't not. We aren't going to mention that. But anyway, help us out here. We're trying to see if we can get to a pretty good level here today by the end of the day. When we say phones down at noon today, we'll be putting the wraps on day number 3 of the auction. Look ahead, too. We've got things posted online and Facebook, and certainly the morning of, bright and early, we're going to be able to guide you through some items and pictures on our WRCO.com website as well. Bo?
Hey, Phil. Thanks for coming back to me. Did want to talk for a moment about the Taliesin Preservation 2.5-hour guided tour. Now, I have information from a very reliable source, my sister, but what I can tell you is it's a highlighted tour. So it's condensed. It's not like the 4-hour tour, mostly because you're not walking from one area to another. They're going to shuttle you there. You'll spend about an hour and 15 minutes at the house of Frank Lloyd Wright there, going over the different rooms. Of course, the tour guide will show you what he did in some of the rooms and some of the big, the sites within the home. But you're also going to be shuttled over to the side school of the architecture where his apprentices stayed. And it has like a drafting studio and kind of where they would stay when they weren't exactly working right at the house with Frank himself. And that also was about an hour and 15 minutes. So that's kind of what you're getting. Of course, that's a very condensed explanation of it, but did want to point out some of the highlights. And it's a great value. If you haven't been to the Taliesin Preservation and seen all that's there, it is worth the money.
Oh, awesome. I have been there. June and I went a couple of years ago. It's really well worth it. And it's one of those things where, you know, I've lived around here all my life, and you drive by this regularly, and you're like, well, that's pretty cool. And people come from all over the world there. And so it's kind of worth it to go and see that history and just kind of feel the presence, right? And when we were there, they were still having school there. Apprentices were there, and I believe they still do from time to time. But they were there working. Had a chance to watch some of them in action, and that was a great thing. So great history right here in Richland County. Of course, Frank Lloyd Wright, born in Richland Center. I just talked to somebody the other day. And he said, I didn't know that. He was born in Richland Center. I mean, he's the guy I was talking to was not from around here. But then I was kind of explaining the history, and he was like, I gotta get to Taliesin. So this is a good opportunity. $100 is the bid right now for the two adult passes for the 2.5-hour guided tour. $75 for the Car Valley Cheese gift card, worth every morsel of curd that you buy there, obviously, or some other cheeses. It's a $25 bid for Nate's Downtown. $150 for the 20 pounds of ground beef in 1-pound packages, and $25 for the Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamy gift card. This is the Walk with Grace radio auction, day number 3.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times come together.
When you first saw her, she was out walking her dog. You didn't notice her at first. But when you finally did, it was too late. Because at that moment, you were speeding. She was out walking her dog and only had a second to let go of the leash. Your foot was on the gas, and her life was on the line. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gundersen Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Yokoot Mountain Humane Society is pleased to announce this year's OMHS Rummage Romp will be held at the Richland Center Community Center Saturday, October 11th. Now that's still a little more than 2 months away, but it's never too early to start setting aside and pricing items for this sale. Meanwhile, in addition to items to sell, volunteers are also needed to help with both the setup, which will be Friday afternoon, October 10th, and the cleanup after the sale. To volunteer to help, or if you have any questions about this year's Rummage Romp, call Linda at 608-475-4195 or email Linda at critterpaws2013@gmail.com. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Coming down to the wire for Walk with Grace, day number three. We have 11 minutes to go for the current items. $100 for the Taliesin Preservation, two adult passes for a 2.5-hour guided tour. This is a great thing for a gift for someone. You got people coming in from out of the area. You want to kind of show them some of the highlights of our area. That would be a great thing right there. $100. So bid at least $105, and it's yours. The $75 Car Valley Cheese gift card right now at retail at $75. The Nate's Downtown certificate is at $25. And the ground beef at $150. $25 for the Other Brothers gift card. Other Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, they have such good stuff, and they're around at so many of the local community events. $500, still the bid for the patio set from Walsh's Ace Hardware. Retails at $1,200, so that's still below value. That would look great on anybody's patio or deck or front yard, whatever you got. The Brewer tickets are at $300 right now. So day number three, starting to wrap down there. About 10 minutes left. How you doing, Hank?
Hey, I'm good, buddy. Hey, that stuff from Walsh's Ace, the patio furniture. Mm-hmm. Phil, I went down there and looked at that. That is some neat stuff. It's good quality. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may last a couple years if I bought it. But no, it's really good quality. It's cleanable. It's not waterproof, but you know, but it's very cleanable. It's really, really cool stuff. Yeah. So, and then those brewer tickets, for the price of brewer tickets right now, if you can't get them through the brewers,
right?
Good luck getting those tickets for $300, because those are excellent seats.
We conservatively say, and we have to say, they're $55 per seat.
That's right.
If you know, that's what it costs us.
Right.
You know, but you can't. You know, it's not like the old days. You just can't go to the box office and buy them. So
right.
You look, it's kind of like Packer tickets. You go online and you're not paying.
And these are club seats, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
club seats. And you can order drinks
right
from your seat.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't even have to get up. So
$300 right now is the bid on that.
When I Googled those club seats, they went for anywhere from $150 to $180 a piece.
A piece, right. Exactly. So, yeah, so 55 is what they're actually, that's the actual price from the brewers.
From the brewers. That's what we, they're our value.
Yep, that's our value. But again, like Joanne said there.
And right now, and the brewers are hot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and I think they owe the Mets a couple.
Yeah, I think
the payback.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Owe the Mets a couple.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's a pretty good, and Other Brothers. If you've never been to Other Brothers, that $20 gift card is amazing, and you're really, even though it's valued at 20 and it's 25, you're getting a steal right now for that.
We love going there for not only the food and the ice cream, but then you can buy cheese, you can buy butter,
you can buy any kind of meat
or jams and jellies.
It's amazing.
A little bit of everything
they have at Other Brothers.
And
it is. It
meat,
is
locally sourced meat that you can buy there.
Yes,
they have everything. It's like a grocery store in there.
And then David and Leanna Clary. Query, I'm sorry. $75 Valley gift card, that's at $75. That is working hard, but if we could get that over that value a little bit, because you're going to get more than what you want from Car Valley Cheese.
Need a little bit of a boost on that.
Yes,
as
they
well.
Are. So, and then also the $15 gift certificate, working hard at $25 from Nate's. That's really, really good, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if we could get another boost on the... it's $175 for the 20 pounds of ground beef. That's farm fresh, no antibiotics, no steroids. So
20 pounds of ground beef, that'd probably last you, what, a couple days, you?
Well, it depends if I cook it at nighttime, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm cooking with Hank in the middle of the night. So anyway.
For a loose meat sandwich from Hank.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So Ace Hardware, that went up to 25.
Yeah.
525.
So. Patio set now at 525.
You're getting a steal right now.
525 on that one. Again, it's on sale for another 7 minutes. And the Brewer tickets at $300 for that Sunday game, Sunday, August 10th, against the Mets. Going down the line, $100 for the Taliesin Preservation guided tour, two adult passes. That may be changing. We'll give you an update in a moment. $75 on the Car Valley Cheese gift card, $25 on the Nate's Downtown certificate, $175 on the ground beef, and $25 on the Utter Brothers. Yep, $120 on the Taliesin preservation passes. Thank you very much.
I just wonder if Bo just punches in my number, my better number.
No, I don't think that's not legal. We try not to do that here at WRCO. We're letting the callers call in.
Yeah. I have to actually call.
You have to call in, yeah, right, exactly. We don't want people to think that you're upping anybody's bid or anything like that.
No, but you never know with Bo.
We wouldn't want people to think that you were, you know, kind of backhanded a little bit or something, you know.
Well, everybody knows I'm backhanded.
Or backward or
backwards
whatever.
Or not right.
We're down to six minutes left.
You've taught me well, young man.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, you've learned from the worst. Mm. Grace has lots of other great things going on. The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace.
WRCO Studio is proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and tasty moments.
By the way, if you're in search of calendar raffles from Grace, you can pick them up here at the WRCO Studios. See Joanne.
See Joanne, yes.
All right. 130 on the Taliesin
awesome.
Preservation bid. Thank you very much.
Yes, that's a good bid.
Car Valley Cheese gift card is at 90.
Yes.
25 on the Nate's Downtown. $175 on the Pulvey Farms ground beef, and $35 for the Utter Brothers gift card. $600 now on the patio.
That's a great bid.
Brewer tickets at $300. Again, they're on sale for the next 4 minutes here. Get our phone operators
busy. Yeah, get them busy.
Yeah.
Get them busy.
A couple of times this morning, people just come right out of the gate with a big bid, and then, you know, they sit there and, you know,
ponder it.
Yeah, they just talk smack about you and I or something.
Those guys, yeah. they've been talking smack about you for a long time.
Can't get Macy to join us on the air. I thought maybe she'd come in here. But
Macy, could you join us for a minute?
Yeah. She keeps saying, well, what am I going to say? Hey, dear daughter of mine, how are you?
Hello, you twisted my arm.
Yes, thanks for helping these days. It's kind of like old school because you work for us. What were the years that you worked for us? Do you remember?
I can't remember the years exactly. It does kind of feel like just yesterday, though, when I stepped back in here.
Yeah, and you said once in a while you still have memories of waking up like in a cold sweat, like I'm late for work at the radio station.
I do. I dream about dead air and not being able to find a song or not knowing what to do when I come to work, and that really is kind of a nightmare I still have.
You know, your dad does that every day, so dead air and can't find the song and everything else. Oh, it's been enjoyable working here for the Grace Auction this week, I'm sure, hasn't it?
It's been a lot of fun, and it's great seeing everybody being so generous for Grace, and we've had a lot of fun over there answering phones for everybody.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
We
better let you get back.
We're down to the wire.
All right. Thanks, Macy Beekler.
Isn't she awesome?
Yeah, she is.
I heard she's got an awesome mom.
Yeah, she was raised well by her mother.
Yeah. Look at the Utter Brothers gift card now just went to $50.
$50.
That is amazing. Give us another bid on that. Give us another bid on the ground beef at a $175.
$40 on the Nate's Downtown, $90 on the cheese gift card from Car Valley, and $130 on the Taliesin preservation passes. Now the, that Walsh's Hardware patio set is at $600. Still below average.
But
it's about half price right now.
It's about half price. That's a good deal. But don't let them get away with that one. You make the call. You be the bidder that wins that, the Walsh's outdoor set. Be the bidder.
Yeah, you be the bidder. $300 on the Brewer tickets. Again, we're down to the final 2 minutes coming down to the wire. When we say phones down, we'll go to the news, and then we'll go to the WRCO local update, and Bo Hendricks will give us a complete look at all the items, what they went for, and the winning bidder numbers during our news at noon. But don't have regrets.
Don't have regrets. The Brewer tickets now at $350.
Oh, they just jumped.
$350.
All right.
Well,
thank you. $600 on the patio set. 1:30 on the Taliesin guided tour. Two adult passes, 2.5-hour guided tour. It is history. It is well worth it. Let's see. $90 now on the cheese gift card from Car Valley, donated by David and Leanna Crary. $40 for the Nate's Downtown certificate.
Yes, yep, that's awesome.
People love their pizza and all the good stuff they have there. $175 for the ground beef and $50 for the Utter Brothers gift card. Things going above
value. Working hard. They're working hard for Grace right now, Phil.
No doubt about it. Down to the final minute.
Yeah, down to the minute. Yep.
I want to thank Soul Circus Cowboys for being our guests
on
our radiothon today. Yeah, lots of fun. Yeah. And they're heading out to Sturgis.
For the next 6 days, starting tomorrow, I think. Is that what they are? 6 or 5 days? That's amazing.
Yep, playing out there. Yep. Should be a lot of fun. Yep. It'll be probably the only four-wheel. Actually, they had a bus, so
They had a Suburban.
Oh, they had a Suburban.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be the only four-wheel vehicle out there.
Probably. Probably.
Two.
Hey, who are those guys?
Yep, we're down to a minute. Here we go. 1:30. Thank you, Taliesin Preservation, for your donation. That item is at 1:30. You got 30 seconds to up it. $90 for the cheese gift card. Thank you, David and Leanna Crary. Nate's Downtown, thank you. $40 is the gift certificate bid. Ooh, the meat went up to $200.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you.
Coming down to the wire, $50 on the Utter Brothers gift card. The patio set is at $600, and the brewer tickets at $350. Call now or forever hold your peace. Down to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Noon! Phone's down. Eileen is on with one final caller. We'll get that one registered, and we'll give you the final totals coming up during the news at noon. Thanks, Hank, for stopping by.
You bet, buddy. Have a good day.
More stuff coming up on the auctions day, numbers 4 and 5. We'll be adding some things, some new pictures, so look for that on our socials. Thanks to our phone answerers, including Eileen Stevens and Rose Burkholz and Macy Beekler, the former Macy Knee, and Bo Hendricks. That puts a wrap on day number 3. That puts a bow on it.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News at Noon, sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Moscabel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and